It's time for Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervie. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan Gervie & Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality and television host, Carrie Kasem. Carrie brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gervie and Carrie Kasem.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and everyone listening all over the world on KABC.com. I am Alan Gervie, and I'm the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan Gervie & Wynn. And today, as usual, I am here to be the managing partner of your life. And with me, of course, is my beautiful co-host, Carrie Kasem.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you
for that. Yeah, it was nice.
I've been saying that for the last 5 years. Why are you sounding so surprised?
No, you know, sometimes you say, sometimes you leave it out. Yeah.
Okay, so you're thanking me for remembering. Of course, I will. And of course, we have another beautiful woman sitting with us.
Yes.
I'm privileged to have my mom, who is often here in Los Angeles from Toronto here, guest in the studio. Welcome back to Gervie's Law.
Thank you. I'm always happy to be here.
We're
and she's freezing. Look
you.
At her. I'm freezing, too.
It's cold in here.
It's freezing.
Have you paid your bill?
She comes from Canada, and Debbie isn't happy about that comment. KBC not paying their bills, freezing in here. I'm not cold. I'm wearing my short-sleeved shirt.
You're a man. Most men don't freeze in here.
Actually, we're going to warm up soon.
It'll be fine. We have some warm things to talk about. And, of course, my shirt is emblematic of what we're talking about today. I have a hockey shirt on, and what does it say? Dad, hey, Carrie, you're supposed to read it. What are you reading? My shirt.
Let me see it.
Stand up.
Okay, it says, Dad, a son's first hero, a daughter's first love. And that's so true.
Sure.
Except my dad was my hero and my first love. So, yeah.
Well, yes, that was from my kids. So I'm wearing it proudly today, even though it's a little cold in here. You know, we have a really important show today, Carrie. We are going to talk about mental health. A little bit later in the show, it's really special because I actually have my best friend who's going to come on and share his story. You know, I've been doing this 5 years. He's in Canada. And the first time I've had a chance to have him on because he started this amazing initiative called Buddy Check for Jesse. And it is about... It was started because of his son, who was just a wonderful, wonderful kid, a beautiful, sweet guy, genius. And at 22 years old, he took his own life. And this weekend commemorates 4 years that he committed suicide. And Stu Gershman, Dr. Stu Gershman, has come out with this really incredible initiative. You know, we always talk about turning negatives into positives.
Yes.
And he has promoted mental health throughout Canada, and I'm sure it'll get into the United States through hockey. He's a hockey coach. And this weekend, there'll be hundreds and hundreds of teams playing with green tape on their sticks to commemorate mental health awareness and to help kids in dressing rooms really learn about being aware of challenges, mental health challenges. We're going to talk to Stu in the second half hour. And in fact, last week, you know, Hudson, my son, was playing at the Staples Center.
I remember. I did the show without you for the first time. Yeah,
well, and you
were calling in.
He had green hockey tape on his stick when he played at the Kings Islanders game. And that was commemorating Jesse and this amazing initiative for mental health awareness for Jesse. So we'll talk about that a little bit later.
The glass is always half full when you're listening to Gervie's Law on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Yes, we're back. What is this music?
I don't know. It goes with the glass is always half full, I guess, right?
The glass is always half full. That's what we've been talking about for 5 years here on Gervie's Law, turning negatives into positives. And that's something that we want to focus on right now. We have my mom here. She's visiting from Toronto. Carrie,
Yeah.
Ask her about this next guest.
Why? I mean, so I can hear her cry? Yeah, she's literally
crying already. Well,
she's been crying for this break.
Well, she cries all the time. She's, oh my God. I can't tell if they're tears of joy or tears of happiness or sadness.
Sadness.
But,
well.
Tears of right now is sadness.
Can you move up to the microphone?
Oh,
you
don't, there we go. There we go.
You know,
I'm not an experienced radio.
Well, you've been here enough
you've
time.
You've been 5 years.
Five years.
Okay. Thanks.
You know, and we talk about history, and this is the first time that I have a real history with one of our guests. I've been doing this for a long time, and it's such a pleasure right now to bring my best friend on the program. We grew up, Mom, you remember Stuart Gershman coming to our house?
Always sitting in our den, yeah.
In our den and playing ball together, and I grew up with Stu. And, you know, when tragedy strikes, it strikes everyone. It strikes the family. It strikes friends. It strikes people in general. And what happened 4 years ago, it's October 29th, 2014. I'll never forget the call and the text that I got when we heard that Stu's son, just a wonderful, wonderful kid, sweetest guy you'll ever know, genius, beautiful guy, Jesse, and he committed suicide. And it's been so tough, and I am so proud of my good friend Stuart Gershman for taking negatives and tragedy and turning into positives. He has come out this month with an initiative called Buddy Check for Jesse, and that is something that has a website, Twitter feed is @BuddyCheckJesse, and it's an initiative to help people understand mental challenges, issues that young people have, and he does it through hockey. Right now in Canada, there are hundreds and hundreds of teams that will be adorning green hockey tape this weekend in a tribute to Jesse and to raise awareness for mental health issues that are so common amongst the youth, especially athletes, but in kids in general. Stuart, Stu Gershman, Dr. Gershman, it's just an honor to have you on Gervie's Law.
Thank you for having me.
How was that for an introduction? Was that okay?
That was a good introduction. Hi, Evelyn.
Oh, hi, Stuart.
Hi.
Yeah,
you got me tearing up. So yeah.
Stu's in Victoria, British Columbia, and we're glad that he was able to take some time out of his busy schedule. He's a sports medicine doctor. And tell us a little bit about what happened 4 years ago and a little bit about Jesse. You know, I know we have such fond memories, and he was really such a great kid.
Jesse was born July 22nd, 1992, and early on we knew that Jesse had a unique intellect, was gifted, and that was one part of him. And Jesse excelled at school. He ended up working down in Silicon Valley at Google by the age of 1920. And that was one side of him. The other side of Jesse, you know, Jesse had other sides. He was also an accomplished golfer. He cared deeply about the environment. He cared about his family. And he had some challenges though. He was out of balance, emotionally, and, he struggled with obsessive compulsive disorder and some other shadowy diagnoses that we never really did clarify. And that was the other side of him. He struggled, and that was the side that I cared about most throughout his life, and was always hoping that we would be able to he would be able to conquer, to find some peace.
Did you see these symptoms early on in his childhood?
Well, we certainly, you know, the obsessive compulsive symptoms and a bit of his uniqueness, for sure, we saw that at a very young age. It didn't really declare itself as any problem until he hit puberty, like most, you know, probably half of all mental health, you know, illnesses start by the age of 14. Most go unrecognized, actually, but So as he was growing up, yes, he was unique. I think the first couple of things that his mother and I noticed was he could do math by the age of four far better than I ever could. And his spelling, and he was just his spelling was phenomenal. And he started counting. We live in Victoria, BC, and it's very hilly, and there's lots of stairs everywhere. And he started counting stairs by the age of three and four, and he kept track of every stair he went up and down until, including hotels we'd stay in, he would go up stairs instead of elevators, and he was up into the hundreds of thousands of stairs until eventually he gave up on that. But so that was not a regular thing you'd see for most kids. So.
And he really was someone who achieved a lot, you know, going through high school and college at a young age. And he really was a genius. But he had this side to him that he was just a sweet guy to talk to him, just easy to talk to, very, you didn't see the demons. And, you know, when I was with him, I never felt like things that you talk about now, I didn't really see. I just felt this really nice guy who was very smart, smartest person in the room.
Yeah.
Well, and many, mental illness is invisible many times. And Jesse always did, even as a teenager, related a little much better with adults than his own peer group. He just didn't quite fit into his own peer group. He tried. It just wasn't for him. And he related very well to adults. And yes, he would... have wonderful conversations with us and you, Alan, and our friends and so forth.
And tell us about when, you know, toward the end, when things got difficult, he had worked so hard at Google and then ended up going back to British Columbia, and it was the beginning of the end.
Well, his when he was working at Google, his OCD and sort of rigidness with that, at an age where he was still in his early 20s and hadn't quite gained all the insight he needed to try and manage it, it sort of took over, and it ended up leading to him having to leave Google. And he came back to Victoria, where we tried our best to get him the help he needed. We mobilized a lot of resources and tried our best to help him. And by October 29, 2014, he made the choice, I believe, out of strength to die by suicide.
What do you mean by that when you say out of strength?
Well, I can't even begin to imagine what was going on in his head at that time. We all saw, those of us in the family who were with him, saw him struggle enormously for 5 months. And 4 or 5 months, and try and fight through whatever his brain was doing to him, not allowing him to move forward and get out of his funk, I guess. And I think ultimately he made the choice to leave the earth, and I just think that took enormous strength to do that. And with how he did it, because he struggled and he fought extremely hard.
Yeah, and when you
suicide, nobody really. I mean, it's everybody has their own reasons for it. There's no clear pattern for everybody. There's no blueprint, and
when we talk about strength, everyone is amazed by you, who, after this tragedy, and, you know, you've mourned and you've done everything you can to keep your two sons, healthy, and they're doing great, both Zach and Max, great athletes, great students, great citizens. And how do you get the strength to start something like Buddy Check for Jesse to help others?
Well, that's a good question. When the tragedy struck 4 years ago, all I knew at that time was no matter what I and my family had to go through, none of it would be as hard as what Jesse went through. None of it. So I had a choice to move on or not. And we all have choices in our life. And, you know, there's I've been through a few challenges in my life, and this is obviously the biggest one, and hopefully the last biggest one will be the last challenge. But I have a sort of mantra that I go by. I'm a very huge Bruce Springsteen fan, and I have used his lyrics over the years to help me through things. And I told myself over and over and over that I would teach my eyes to see beyond these walls in front of me, and someday I'll walk out of here again. And to walk out of there again, I knew there were three things that I needed to do. I knew that I was going to be on a journey, and I didn't know where it was going to go, how long it was going to take, but I had to feel it every single day, and I still do, and I've made huge progress, obviously.
You know, I'm so proud of you for that, because you know, you and I have talked about my mantra, which is John Cougar Mellencamp, and it's not as positive when I say life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. You've kept it alive. And after the break, I want to talk about the initiative, the Buddy Check for Jesse, talk about how it has just gained so much momentum. And this weekend, 4 years commemorating Jesse's suicide, that there will be so many hockey players sitting down with their coaches in their dress rooms talking about mental health. So many of them with green tape on their sticks playing the game, thinking about something so important, because there are so many young people who are suffering and need to have a buddy next to them willing to talk and open up about mental challenges and issues. And that's what we're going to talk about with Dr. Stuart Gershman after the break. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
It seems like I'm caught up in your trap again. And it seems like I'll be wearing the same old chain. Good will conquer evil, and the truth will set me free. And I know someday I'll find the key. And I know somewhere.
Heard of Murphy's Law, but have you heard of Gervie's Law? Anything that can go wrong can be made right. Now, here are your hosts, Carrie Kasem and Alan Gervie.
Would you know my name if I saw you in heaven?
Wow. This is a tough one, Carrie.
This makes me want to cry. I mean... This is about, Eric Clapton's child who died.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mom?
I'm sitting here crying.
I know.
My mom is crying here. You know, but it's this togetherness, this feeling of being here, talking about Jesse Short Gershman and Buddy Check for Jesse, the initiative that Dr. Stuart Gershman started in memory of his son and to help others. Boy, I'm getting choked up. Talk about mental health, opening up about challenges and issues that we all face. That's the thing. We all face it. Jesse had a really difficult time. And there are so many others who, just by talking about it, just by opening up a little bit, having a coach sit down with you if you're having a problem, you're emotional or not sure what to do, for people to not be afraid to open up, to destigmatize mental challenges. That's what Buddy Check for Jesse is all about. Mom, why are you...
She's like, what?
She's just tears.
She's crying.
I'm just sitting here crying.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I had mentioned it earlier, Stu Gershman spent a lot of time at our house growing up in Winnipeg. We played hockey together. We played baseball together. We did just about everything possible together. And when something happens tragic like this, it affects so many people. And Stuart has started this program, and I can't believe how it's grown. You're on CTV News in Canada. You're on radio shows. The tweets are all over. You're gaining so much momentum. How many teams do you expect across Canada and maybe some in the United States to be sitting down talking about Buddy Check for Jesse, talking about the green tape on their sticks this weekend?
It's hard to know the exact number. I know that in where I live, in Victoria and Vancouver Island, we have close to 150 teams who are participating. Province-wide in British Columbia, we are up over 200. And there are so many teams. The way the website's designed and the program's designed, teams can participate simply by just downloading the resources off the website and picking up some green tape and using the sample coaches chat or discussing their own experiences and take it to their team. And I've had, I've lost track of the emails and texts and so forth of teams that are telling me they're participating or people who are telling me that their friends are participating. I've lost track of it. In Manitoba, we're up to probably close to 200 teams right now. My nephew in Winnipeg has spearheaded that along with another woman who, and another woman who heard about the program from a coach in British Columbia, and she has her own mental challenges, and it lit a fire under her butt, and she has three kids who play hockey, and she has taken this to a huge number of teams.
You know, you had one leader. You had one little guy here last week when he played hockey between periods of the LA Kings, New York Islanders game, Hudson, almost 6 years old, and he had the green tape on his stick. In fact, we can put it up on the website. He skated around the Staples Center in front of 18,000 people with the green tape, and he knew exactly why. You know, he loves you and your family and your boys, and he made sure that he was representing the people here in LA with green tape on his stick. You know, it hits home with so many hockey players, football players, basketball players, baseball players, and people who are not playing sports, just to be able to connect with each other about mental challenges, depression, emotional issues. I know, Carrie, it's something that's been important to you in your life, and you don't play hockey, but if you did, I'm sure you'd have green tape on your stick this weekend.
I would definitely have green tape on my stick, and definitely mental health has been a huge importance in my life, not only for me being misdiagnosed with certain things, but also what I deal with in my everyday life with the elderly and the over-medication and it's just, I see it every day in what I do, and something needs to be done about it. More awareness needs to be created, and what you're doing is amazing. Kids need to be kinder to one another, and that needs to be taught in schools. You do not see that. It's when you have especially something that you can't as a kid. I remember I was always sent to therapists, and always I'm like, I don't know where I was rage and this anger, and I don't know where this was coming from. I couldn't control it. And I know the worst thing in the world was me going to school. I would cry every day because I was teased and bullied. And it was the worst thing in the world for me.
The fact that you're opening up about that right now is just so important. And that's what something like this will do. Stu, have you found out that people like Carrie talking about her challenges, others, now you receive notes, emails from people you coached, you've been coaching hockey almost your entire adult life. You've gotten some special emails from people, notes from people, kids you've coached talking about this, haven't you?
I've received an enormous number of emails and texts and testimonials and whatever you call them from parents, from kids I have coached before, from kids who I don't even know, from parents who I don't even know, from coaches. People want to talk about this. And it's, I mean, like Carrie's discussing, it doesn't spare anybody. And the idea behind all of this is to try and target youth and young adults and maybe in a unique way plant a seed at a younger age that will carry them through to adulthood and maybe help somebody.
And
many of these things are treatable. That's very, very important. Many mental health issues are treatable. And if we can just destigmatize it and start it at a young age, just to get the message there somehow, maybe we can save some lives or improve the quality of lives of people. There's the offshoot of this is I've had many parents tell me that it's opened their eyes. And I mean, parents care about their children. They love their children. And as parents, we often can have blinders on about our own children. And this parents want resources. They want to be able to talk about this. They want help. And what's interesting is parents, I've had many parents tell me, I can't believe how many parents have told me so far. But part of the uniqueness of this program, they say, well, my kid won't listen to my teacher, but listens to the coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that very thing tells you that the important role and responsibility that coaches have, and they need to realize that.
I think
coaches realize their own role.
I think this helps, and we only have a couple minutes, so I want to make sure that we get the information out. So talk about, you have a Facebook page. Tell us where people can go. You provide green tape. You can send posters to coaches, wallet cards, notes. You have a number of sponsors who are helping with the initiative. How can people get involved? Because I'd love to see this really catch fire in this country, in the United States of America. A lot of people playing hockey, a lot of people playing baseball, basketball. And, you know, when this is so meaningful, how can we get this message out to help everyone who needs somebody?
There's somebody in Canada, I have to mention, a man named Anthony Stefan, whose son committed suicide, his wife died, and they were on medications, and he created a company called True Hope. And it is something that I think, you know, everybody should take a look at if they're dealing with this in their family. He really helps people and helps families, and that is based in Canada.
Okay. Stu?
Yes.
So thank you for that.
Yeah.
The website is Buddy Check for Jesse, and it's Jesse, J-E-S-S-E. BuddyCheckForJesse.com, and the website has all the links to all social media, and all the resources are on the website. There's a sample coaches talk. There's posters that you can print off. There's wallet cards for all the players and whoever else wants them. Green tape is easy to purchase.
Yep, they even have it here in this country.
Yep,
and
I'm sure you have a lot at home, and so all of this, it's very simple to go to the website, read through it, watch the video.
And you mentioned the video, Stu.
Go to your dressing room and talk to the players on your team.
And the coaches who are listening should, start this discussion. The video is incredible. And we only have a minute, but I want to say you need to watch the video. Everyone needs to go to BuddyCheckForJesse.com and watch the video of Stu. You'll see him in the flesh with coach on his back, talking to the players and seeing the players how serious and how important this is. Stu, thanks so much for coming on. All the best this weekend for the Buddy Check for Jesse weekend. As we have to close the show, Mom, say goodbye to Stu. Hopefully you'll see him maybe in Toronto sometime.
I hope so. If you're ever here, maybe we'll get together. It's nice talking to you.
And listening.
Sorry, listening. And I'll just,
as my mother used to say,
we got to keep up. We got to keep up.
Thank you, Stu.
All right, Stu, talk to you soon. Thanks for listening. And remember, you got to keep up. My grandmother used to say that.
But you got to keep up.